Hello, this is Gamer Node Associate Editor Jason Finelli, and I am here with an audio review. First time in a while, actually. Thought I would get back into the audio review because when I sat down to review this game, I just couldn't think of anything to write. I don't know why, it just didn't sit well with me. The game I am reviewing is Shift 2 Unleashed, a sequel to Need for Speed Shift. I played on the Xbox 360. First of all, first turn off. As soon as you turn the game on, you go through the intro and everything, there's two options on the menu screen. Career and options. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing else opens up until you play through the beginning of the career mode. That bothers me. There are a lot of people with certain games that will just play the multiplayer, or will just play the online, or will just play, like to tinker around with other things before they go into the career mode. This game does not have that. It just has career and options. Not only that, but in a game like this, and I'll explain why later, it needs a tutorial. It needs some kind of background information or control practice or something, and it just doesn't have it. And it bothers me. But like I said, I'll explain that in a second. As you start the game up, you get a little intro about racing and how great it is and how great you can be and all that, and then it takes you to a 2-lap time trial where, depending on how well you do, the higher the difficulty will be when you play the game. It doesn't tell you how to control your car. It doesn't tell you, give you any tips or tricks. It just tells you to go. I found this to be very, very frustrating. I had no direction whatsoever. I'm not familiar with the Need for Speed Shift series. Oh, I didn't play Shift 1 very much. So racing Need for Speed didn't really, I'm not really familiar with it. And as such, I was hoping that in playing Shift 2, I would get some kind of background before I just went right in. But no, it throws you in head first, no direction, no nothing. And I don't like that. It's as if the developer is expecting the player to know how to play immediately. I mean, yes, it is racing. You just steer, you brake, and you go really fast to make sure you're the first one over the finish line. I get that. But these games' controls are almost ultra-realistic, to the point where it was hard to turn. I thought I was cranking it all the way, but I was just going a little bit. And then when I would do it again, then I would start to move, and then all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm in the wall. I adjusted the options numerous times. I could not get the steering down for my life. Maybe it's too realistic. Maybe it's too arcadey. I don't know. But there's some median that has to be reached in order to make it somewhat easy to steer, and I just couldn't do it. I could not do it. And then the races are all the same. I mean, it's a typical racing game. Street racing for money, and then with the money, you buy more cars and stuff like that. Doesn't really add anything as far as that's concerned. The online part is good. I did enjoy the online. I enjoyed the leaderboards, just like Hot Pursuit had, where you could sign on and someone beat your time by like 2 milliseconds, yet you want to crash that course until it's time, and until you beat your friend, and then your friend has to go and do it. I love that part about Hot Pursuit, and it's back in Shift 2, which is cool. But that's if you get, that's if you tolerate the game enough to get to the point where you can play the online. If you're like me, and you get frustrated really easily, you have to keep coming back to it and back to it just to get through the beginning of the game. And that bothers me. Why can't there be a separate online mode where you go and you play against other people? Why isn't that there? Why couldn't I find it? Why, when I turned the game on, was it just career and options? And the career mode just threw you in and didn't give you any direction whatsoever. It was like, it reminds me of Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm, the very first time I played it. I wasn't familiar with the Naruto series. And I thought I would start with Ninja Storm. That was a bad move, because there was no training mode. And I couldn't figure out how to do any of the moves or the controls, and I got frustrated with it. Now, I'll admit, Ninja Storm I gave up on a lot faster than I gave up on Shift 2, mostly because it was a racer. But I just, for whatever reason, Shift 2 and I did not agree. Did not agree in the least. I gave it a bunch of tries. I tried all different things. I just didn't like it. I mean, after playing Gran Turismo 5 last November and really enjoying what I saw there, I thought I would get the same kind of experience from Shift 2, and I just didn't. Shift 2 and I did not click. I'm not sure why. I mean, if you're a racing fan and you enjoyed Shift 1, yes, the game's going to be for you, but because you're going to be familiar with it, you're going to be familiar with the control scheme, you're familiar with everything that there is to do with Shift or Need for Speed as a whole, so you can just jump right in and go and be good to go. Guys like me, who only play like Gran Turismo or a little Need for Speed here or there, we need a little more direction than that. We need a little more push and a little more oomph. Now, again, the game might not have been marketed to me. It might have been marketed to the people that, you know, are into Shift and Need for Speed. I've been playing it for a long time. But that doesn't mean that I should be alienated. You know, that doesn't mean that the people who haven't been playing for a long time shouldn't have a way to access it. And that's my main problem. Now, the graphics were great. It looked fantastic. The sound was there. The music was good. The car sounds were realistic. So aesthetically, it was very pleasing. But then when you got down to the nitty-gritty of the gameplay, the controls were real stiff. I could not figure it out, even after making adjustment after adjustment. The fact that it just throws you in bothered me to no end. And the fact that I had no background whatsoever, and it gave me no background whatsoever, I just, unfortunately, Shift 2 did not sit well with me the way that Gran Turismo 5 did. And for that reason, I am giving Shift 2 Unleashed, Xbox 360 version, that's what I played, but for both systems, a 3 out of 5. It does some things really well, and racing fans will have a good time with it. But if you're not familiar with racing, you're not going to enjoy this game. This is Jason Finelli, Associate Editor, signing off.